This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government today said that full custom duty exemption will be provided on critical petrochemical products till 30th June this year amid the ongoing crisis in West Asia. Member of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, Sanjay Mangal, informed this while addressing media at the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, Delhi today.
This measure has been taken as a temporary and targeted relief in order to ensure continued availability of critical petrochemical inputs for domestic industry, reduce cost pressures on downstream sectors, and safeguard supply stability in the country. This exemption is expected to benefit a large number of sectors, which includes plastics, packaging, textiles, pharmaceuticals, chemicals, automotive components, and other manufacturing segments.
Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Lav Agarwal, informed exporters who hold advance authorizations or export promotion capital goods authorizations have been given an additional 3 months period till 31st of August to fulfill the export commitments. India Today called for ensuring the safety and security of UN peacekeepers. Briefing media in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India condemns the recent attacks on UN peacekeepers in UNIFIL and has sought accountability for crimes against peacekeepers. Speaking on the West Asia crisis, Mr. Jaiswal said the UK has invited several countries, including India, for talks on the Strait of Hormuz. He informed that the Foreign Secretary will be attending the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India's rapidly changing aspirations demand a governance model that is not only efficient but deeply citizen-centric. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message today while addressing the Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah 2026.
आज गवर्नेंस के जिस सिद्धांत को लेकर हम आगे बढ़ रहे हैं उसका मूल मंत्र है नागरिक देवो भव. इस मंत्र में समाहित भावना के साथ आज पब्लिक सर्विस को ज्यादा कैपेबल नागरिकों के लिए ज्यादा सेंसिटिव बनाने पर फोकस किया जा रहा है. अब शासन को सिटीजन सेंट्रिक बनाकर एक नई पहचान दी जा रही है.
A week-long Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah started from today. It aims to build the capacity, performance and efficiency of civil servants across the country. Rajya Sabha approved it with a voice vote today. The Lok Sabha had already passed the bill. It accords statutory status to Amravati as the sole capital of Andhra Pradesh. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has congratulated the people of Andhra Pradesh for the new capital of the state. The Parliament has passed the Jan Vishwas Amendment or Provisions Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill yesterday. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed the Rajya Sabha that the Parliament will again meet after 2 to 3 weeks for an important legislation related to women's reservation. He was replying to Congress leader Jairam Ramesh on legislative business of the House. Mr. Rijiju said the government has consulted with over 80% of the parties on the matter. Leader of the opposition at the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, demanded an all-party meeting on the matter so that all parties can present their views and move the proposal forward. The filing of nomination papers has begun for the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal with the issuance of notifications today. 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 29th of this month. Candidates must submit their nominations till the 9th of April. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today joined a roadshow in Kolkata in support of party's candidates from Bhavanipur, Rashbihari, Baliganj and Chorongi Assembly constituencies. Meanwhile, campaigning is intensified for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry, where single-phase polling will be held on the 9th of this month. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a poll rally at Bokajan in Karbi Anglong district of Assam today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.